Scarlet winked at Sunflash, and the badger twirled his mace thoughtfully.
If we slay them here, it might upset these little ones. Then there's all that digging holes and burying carcasses.
Sunflash winked at Tiri, who had caught onto the idea.
What do you think, sir? It was your family that suffered?
Tiri Lingle paced pensively across the backs of the foxes' necks, driving them face down into the earth, as he ruminated.
You have a point there, sir. But if you hadn't come along, these blackguards would have slain us. Perhaps you'd best take them somewheres out of sight and finish them off. They surely deserve no better. But I leave it up to you, Lord Sunflash.
The fox's blubbering rose in a crescendo, and Sunflash had to shout aloud to be heard.
I think I'll do it right here and now if this noise continues!
The fox family were suddenly struck dumb, pressing their quaking bodies against the earth. Bruff Dubbo's old Auntie Umma shook a paw at them.
Brahim villains, see how I'm likes a ladle of your own medicine. Serve you right.
Sunflash produced a good-sized lilac leaf, and making a slight split in it, he folded the leaf in two. Then he locked it between both paws and put it to his lips and blew. He passed the leaf to Tiri Lingle, saying,
Can you make a noise like that?
The hedgehog did, making an even louder noise than Sunflash.
Making leaf whistles and blowing on them? That was one of my favourite pastimes as a young'un. Why do you ask?
Sunflash turned to the foxes, his voice stern.
All of these good creatures are going to learn that noise, and then they will always carry a leaf with them night and day. The kestrel can hear it, almost a day's flight away. And if he does not, then other birds will hear it and tell him. Now listen carefully, foxes, because your lives depend on it. You must leave here and travel north. Never, I say never, must you return. Should you ignore my words and come back to these woods, the creatures you threaten will signal, and I, Sunflash, swear a solemn oath upon my mace that I will seek you out and destroy you. Understood?
Thoroughly cowed, the foxes bobbed their heads up and down, nodding furiously, too scared even to speak. Then Sunflash began spinning the deadly hornbeam mace from paw to paw, his voice rising menacingly to a full-throated roar.
I have given you your unworthy lives, but if you are still standing here by the time I have finished speaking, I am certain I will regret my decision. So, I want to see how fast you can run due north!